Service, integrity, respect, and quality are the core values of FDLE, and this is a breach of each one of those fundamental values by one member in one section of one laboratory.
FDLE Commissioner Gerald Bailey making the announcement last weekend. A prepared statement from the agency said that investigators believe 32-year-old Joseph Graves replaced prescription pain pills with over-the-counter medications while processing drug cases since 2005. As a crime lab analyst, Graves had worked nearly 2,600 cases for 80 law enforcement agencies in 35 counties, including Escambia and Santa Rosa.
His cases represent 1% of all the drug cases that were worked during that time period. However, the impact is going to be significant. Because of this breach, we have a lot of work to do to restore the confidence of our colleagues and of the Florida public.
Graves is free on $290,000 bond. State Attorney Bill Edden says he faces a number of charges.
They are either possession of illegal drugs or trafficking in illegal drugs, depending on the amount of pills that were involved. The other charge is tampering with evidence in each case where he filled out a report and switched the pills, as well as an overall charge of grand theft.
All of the charges are felonies. If convicted of the drug trafficking charges, Graves faces a mandatory minimum 25 years in prison on each count. Edden says additional charges could be filed later, after FDLE agents complete their investigations into every affected case.
That process is ongoing, and the investigation is still very much alive, and we are continuing the investigation, and it's expected to last for some time because, as you know, there were about 2,600 cases that have to be checked.
Assistant State Attorney Russ Edgar will be the lead prosecutor. Pensacola Attorney Michael Griffith will serve as Graves' defense counsel. Calls to Griffith by WUWF seeking an interview were not returned. State Attorney Bill Edden says when the trial process begins, Graves will not be bounced around the various jurisdictions from where the evidence in question came.
The crimes that were committed were apparently committed here, and even though the pills may have come from another county, the activity that resulted in the criminal charges all appear to have occurred in Escambia County.
Meanwhile, FDLE is looking at some major policy changes in the wake of the Joseph Graves case. Commissioner Gerald Bailey says that will begin with employee drug testing.
When an employee is hired by FDLE, we do a drug test then. After that point, we do drug tests for calls, if we have reason to believe. We're going to look at our policies. We're going to look at the rules and regs that govern ongoing drug testing. But again, we don't know at this point that this chemist was actually ingesting drugs.
State Attorney Bill Edden says Graves' arraignment is scheduled for February 25th with a not guilty plea expected. After that, the case's timeline will be a lengthy one.
His lawyer then will have an opportunity to receive all of the evidence, all of the reports, a list of all the witnesses that will testify against him, and have an opportunity to review that and then interview those people or depositions. I would expect, based on the complicated nature of the case, that trial preparation will last approximately 10 to 12 months.
Edden says all cases that come into his office are important, but some are more serious than others based on the nature of the charges.
This certainly is a very serious case. This goes to the real heart of the criminal justice system.
Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.